So thought as we all know, is what we have, that is our mundane mind. So each and every living being, we have this thought process. We are able to our form and mind to arise thoughts. So as a living being, as a human being, we are the user of that thought. So thought, if you don't understand, then you will get into trouble. Where the user of thought that doesn't understand thought will be afflicted. So when it comes to Dhamma, we have to see it clearly that this physical body and the consciousness trapped inside, which can trigger off the thinking or the mundane thinking, which is the mundane mind, which is thought, is a tool for us to use to live life, to experience life, and to do whatever we want to do while existing in this existential world. So knowing that, what must we do? As a user, if we don't have wisdom, Dhamma understanding, we will be deluded. Through delusion, ignorance will set. Then wrong view will set in. Then the user of thought, which is deluded, full of ignorance, will not know how to use thought. When you don't have the Dhamma understanding, then thought easily become wrong thought because you fail to understand the limitation of thought, the purpose of thought. Thought is egoic when you don't have wisdom, when you are deluded, when there is self-delusion. So thought, just like money, is neither good or evil, like I explained. It depends on the user. So each and every one of us, we hold the key to our own life destiny. If we don't know how to use thought, we get into trouble. Then all the time, the thought that you arise are wrong thought, that condition, negativity of karma. If you do that, you become heedless. Then what happened to your karmic nature? Your karmic nature will fall. There is no way you can take care of karma. There is no way you can improve your karmic inheritance or nature. So this understanding will trigger the intent to change our life. You can only change your life through cultivating the Buddha Dhamma, developing the understanding, the awakening, so that you have the wisdom. And this wisdom is what we call yoniso manasikara, that will manifest at the moment of sense experience. So you have to insight in the phenomena, awaken to it, realize the truth, then only you have the capability. Then only the user of thought has the understanding to use thought appropriately. That's why in the teaching, you will come to see many places. The Buddha said, you have to arise the right effort to abandon the wrong thought, the unwholesome thought. Then right effort to cultivate the right thought, appropriate right thought, which are still not in you. So all this indicate the need or the necessity of having wisdom, the Dhamma understanding to deal with life. That's why if you understand this, then it's very easy. Our thought is like money. So what must we do? We use it for the good of the many. We use it appropriately to bring about harmony, love, compassion. We arise generosity, generous thought, kind thought, gentle, pleasant, and good thought. So looking at that aspect, we have to actually develop some form of understanding. Let's take for example, if that thought is our tool, let's say it's a knife. When you use the knife as a tool, you know that it is deluded and foolish to use the knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit away others, isn't it? Because without this analogy, you cannot see. So if that knife is a tool for you to use, like your thought, you have to use it appropriately. But the knife, the purpose is what? For you to cut things, shape things, cut vegetables, cut fruits, yeah? Then do whatever you need to use to do. Carve things or whatever. Or cut open some plastic things that you need to cut, or you use a scissors. So these are the tools you have to use appropriately. But if you use it wrongly, means as a knife, you can see clearly that if I use it wrongly to harm myself, hurt myself, and hit out at others, that is definitely the wrong way to use the tool, which is the knife. But if you are mindful, you can see what is happening in life. Living beings who are heedless, deluded, don't have the Dhamma. They are every moment, every instant using their thought to harm themselves and to hit out at others. That's why I always say it's only a thought. How come it has such power over living beings? Make them so miserable, so deprived, so fearful, so unhappy. And yet, without awareness, you cannot see all this. Because it's your thinking, through delusion, that condition all these things. So when you cannot see, you will point finger. You will blame other people for causing your misery, your suffering, your unhappiness. And this is very common. So mindfulness is very important in the sense that it allows you to see how a person who is deluded gets itself entangled, afflicted through fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Then at the same time, that deluded person who doesn't know how to use thought constantly gets themselves entangled. They arise wrong thought, that condition, their fear, their worry, their anxiety, their sorrow and their lamentation, their lack of peace and unhappiness. So as you see this more and more, then you realize the problem with living beings is they lack this understanding, the Dhamma. They don't know that there is a teaching that explains to them clearly the reality of life and existence, the cause behind all their suffering. Then there is a path that leads to the cessation of all suffering. Suffering need not be. So with this understanding, you develop wisdom, you can attend to your own whatever situation to improve your life. So when your life improve, then you see and witness the nature's law operating. That's how the Dhamma stand up to investigation, then your faith manifests. So that analogy of the knife is very important. If you use it to harm yourself, hurt yourself, means overthinking, you develop depression, unhappiness, sorrow and lamentation, fear, worry, anxiety. Who caused you all this is through your own lack of understanding that arises the wrong thought to develop and condition you into such negativity. So hopefully, yeah, with this added understanding, it can allow you to look clearly into your life. Like I always say, our life, we hold the key to our own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy is entirely your choice. So choose to be happy. But yet, so many people are unhappy. You think they don't know how to choose? No, it's because they don't know this teaching. They don't have this understanding. And they don't have the Dhamma to guide them. If they have the Dhamma, they will not go that way. The Dhamma Pada verse 1 and 2, very clearly. One lead to suffering, the other one lead to happiness. So basically, as a cultivator of the way, we have to have mindfulness to observe all this, understand all this, Then we straighten our view and we transform, and we never allow ourselves to go back to the old way, which is born of the deluded, heedless way of living life. Okay? Yeah, we go on. Yeah? We read the last one.
Part 3, Meditation. Email number 4, page 9 of email compilations notes. 3.1, Commentary on Three Turnings under Theravada and Mahayana. Brother Teo explained that the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths given in Pali under the Theravada tradition is very accurate. Mahayana's explanation compared to Theravada differs a bit. The problem with most cultivators is they cling onto the first turning and never get down to the nitty-gritty of the second turning, where all the hard work is. For more details, please refer to email number 4, page 9 of Brother Teo's email compilation notes on Understanding the Meditation as Taught by the Buddha, dated 14 May 2007.
Yes, this one is very true. Most people who don't have the understanding of what cultivation is, they will make this type of mistake. They go and listen. Then they think they know. We have knowledge based, thought based. They take it, they remember it, they think they have the knowledge. And with the knowledge, they can live, they can become like spiritual. Not knowing that the actual cultivation, you have to learn how to listen. Listen attentively, the art of listening, without verbalization, without interference from the thought process, the memory. So if you don't know how to listen, then sutamaya panya also not there. Understand? That's why they become superficial. They take the word, think that this is what it is, then finish. No more. But the first turning is just the beginning. If you don't have your past, you cannot awaken to the first turning. But if you have your past, upon hearing through, you awaken. And then that one is very useful. But very few people have that. And most people need to listen. And nowadays you can read up. Then after that, you need the second turning. Reflect, contemplate, and inquire to stabilize the understanding or to develop deeper understanding of what you have heard, or seek out people who understand, to learn from them, to develop the understanding from them. Then the other way is through Dhamma discussion, through fellow cultivator or practitioner, you attend spiritual activity and classes. So all this can help. But if you don't go into it, especially the first turning, second turning, it is very difficult to develop the third turning. But the third turning demands a lot of understanding. You need to understand awareness-based meditation. You need to understand sati. And through understanding, only you can develop it correctly. So meditation needs to be developed through understanding. You must know what you are doing in the name of meditation. So look for the important understanding. What is the meditation as taught by the Buddha? When you understand that, you know how to proceed. That's why what I did was I highlight to you the important teaching, especially Dhammapada verses. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 21, 22, 23, then verse 183. Then the final advice of the Buddha before his parinibbana. So these are the few very important Dhammapada that can keep you in focus, that will not allow you to deviate from what he teaches. So understanding all this will give rise to the ability to comprehend what this thing is and how to develop the cultivation. Okay? Then only is effective. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. Especially those thought-based approach. You technically don't understand what is going on. You only verbalize, parroting, then study as knowledge, topics, then you retain in memory. Then from memory, you try to act, because that memory is not the wisdom. The wisdom need to be awakened to, need to be realized or insight into. And the instrument you use, which is thought-based, is limited. Their thought cannot realize the Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So all this understanding, it has to stabilize. Then only you will not fall. You will not go back to the old way. And it's very difficult to detect thought-based, because the only instrument that living beings who are still not enlightened, they only know of thought, nothing else. They don't know they have another mind, another nature within, which they can make use of. To develop the understanding, to insight in the phenomena, to awaken. So this part, hopefully, by now is clear.